Last time on Taverns and Caverns, the party returned to the Emiya ruins with Ashina, Rui, and Omug to search for a Kandarian soldier by the name of Zaba. According to Mizuno Amari's intel, Zaba wears a magical bracelet around his wrist. It is believed that this bracelet is what allows him to control the transformed Yaksha in the ruins. Fortunately, Mizuno Amari's skilled shinobi have pinpointed Zaba's location in a nearby seven-storied pagoda, which has given the party a destination. However, not long after returning to Emiya, the party was caught off guard by a pack of transformed Yaksha. After successfully defeating the Yaksha, the party quickly made their way towards the towering pagoda in the distance. Episode 106, A Defiled Sanctum.
As you make your way towards the pagoda, you guys can feel the weather is slowly beginning to change and pick up. The wind that was not anywhere near you, you couldn't feel the wind moments ago, with Hota's cloak not, well, billowing without wind. It is for sure now billowing as the wind is beginning to pick up. You can tell that, well, actually, you know what? Let's make a survival check, if so, or a nature check, I mean, if someone wants to see.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh! Oh.
Ooh, nature.
Oh!
Oh my god! I'm done rolling today.
Shit.
Hota with a natural one. So we have Hota with a 6, Yome with a 15, Stella with a 16, and
Roy
with a 5.
Natural 1.
Hota. Hota and Roy, you guys just feel the wind beginning to pick up. You don't take note of some of the clouds that are now slowly beginning to cover the ruins entirely. It is night, but it begins to get much darker thanks to the clouds. The moon is now being covered. Yome and Stella, you guys can tell that the wind that has picked up is a sign that a storm is coming. Mm-mm. And with the clouds now covering or hovering over the entirety of the Emiya ruins, you hear the slight sound of thunder in the distance. You guys know a thunderstorm is coming. It's brewing. I'm setting up the environment and the scene for the pagoda.
Oh boy.
And as you guys make your way towards the pagoda, you're able to get there rather easily without any other Yaksha finding you or getting in your way. Again, most of the Yaksha in the ruins are preoccupied with Oshiro and his forces. So you're able to move around these ruins much easier than you did before. But as you reach the pagoda, you look up. It stands tall and proud over the 6 of you. And the pagoda is still in decent shape. Parts of this shrine in this building have been damaged on the outside, but you are now facing the pagoda, and the entrance is a 2 wooden-doored entrance that go into the first floor of the pagoda. There's not much going on outside, but I won't make you make any rolls for this, because it's obvious as you get to the entrance of the pagoda. There is, again, blood scattered all over the street in front of the pagoda, as if bodies were dragged into the building. You can see the streaks of blood being dragged into the pagoda. There's blood all over the walls on the outside of the pagoda. There's windows on the first floor of the pagoda, but there aren't any windows going up. You don't spot any windows on any of the floors past or above the first floor. And as you reach the entrance, the pagoda, lightning now strikes, and you hear this loud boom of thunder in the distance, as if you were now in a horror movie.
I don't like where this is going.
Halloween's over.
Right. You're late.
You didn't get the memo. Missed the message.
Is Mike Myers here?
Oh God! Not
you
Mike
ain't
Myers.
You ain't make a Mike Myers, did you?
No, I didn't make Mike Myers.
All right,
that's more for a tierister. That's from Cat and Co to deal with.
Oh great!
we got this team's got the Pierce Fire's got enough to handle here in a shy. They don't need Mike Myers on their shit too.
Oh shit!
So what do you guys do? You're all standing outside of this pagoda. Ashina's looking up at it, and you can see she has this focused look in her eye. She still has her mask over her face that's connected to her helmet. She's wearing her samurai gear still. And she has that cloak that goes over her arm to hide that ball and chain. But she looks focused, and she looks somewhat disgusted at the damage done to the pagoda, the shrine. This used to be a sacred shrine back in the day before it was attacked by Koldar and before the Yaksha swarmed it. So again, this is going to be a place of, or I should say, it used to be a place of respect, and it was meant to be a holy sacred ground that, you know, praised the Omni Kami, but now it's just become this decrepit, horrifying looking shrine of death with the blood scattered everywhere and the damage done to the building. So what do you all do? Do you enter the pagoda, and Omog's looking at you, at the four of you?
Oh, we are finally here. Let's hope this Zaba is inside. I do not see any windows up above except for a first floor. If he's hiding in there, there is no escape if he's above the first floor.
I'm gonna go ahead and roll perception. See if I can hear anything, see anything out of the ordinary before we go inside. No traps.
You don't spot any obvious traps by any means with a perception of 18. Again, you do see blood markings being as if bodies were dragged into the pagoda. But as you investigate the blood markings on the outside of the steps that lead to the doorway, the blood does look somewhat dry. It's not fresh.
Well, we know one thing for sure. They're probably transforming Yaksha with those bodies that dragged in here.
Well, I do not like the sound of that. I was not here last time. You did mention they were transforming people into Yaksha, the Koldarians. I do not like it. I do not.
Oh, me neither. All right, let's go. Just going to stroll in, strutting.
All right, the map's going to be to the right of where you're at, so let me reveal it. And you guys will be able to see and place your characters at the bottom, in the bottom middle of the first floor of the pagoda. Can you guys see it?
Yeah.
All right. Place your characters in there.
Somebody want to place my characters.
<I don't know. laughs> Looking like Onimusha right now.
Yep. As you all slowly step into the first floor, again, there are windows on this floor along the walls to both sides of you, left and right. There is a shrine dedicated to the Omni Kami up in front of you. And as you look around, there are blood marks all over the flooring, on the walls, broken vases. And it is somewhat foggy in here. There's a mist that lingers in this room. You don't spot anything of danger. And despite all the dried blood you see, there is not one body. What do you all do?
Roy's going to drink a greater potion after seeing all this.
Stella, slowly walking around.
What? What's this?
Ashina's looking around. They've defiled the shrine. How dare they? We're going to find this Zaba, and he's going to pay the price. First, we'll take his hands from him, take the bracelet, and make him die a slow and painful death for what he's done here at the shrine.
All right, now wait for the honeymoon. We ain't got there yet.
I see you're making an investigation, Stella. What are you doing?
I mean, just trying to see if any clues were left behind, footprints in the blood or body parts.
As you're investigating around, you can see that, again, most of the blood that you see is dry. However, there is some fresh blood. And the fresh blood leads all the way up to the doors to the north of the room, which you do see there looks like there's some fresh footprints by a bipedal humanoid creature of some kind. It looks like it's two footprints that of a humanoid with shoes that walk through the closed doors behind the shrine area of this first floor.
Oh, I do have a quick question. How long is that hospitality or that temporary HP Hocha gave me?
I was just about to talk to you about that. I was about to make sure you know it's on. It doesn't drop off.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Make sure you have that.
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to make sure if it had a time limit or whatnot.
No, it ain't going nowhere.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
So, it says temporary, but ain't what it says on paper.
So now that you see the footsteps going through those double doors that are closed, you have an idea that at least some person or someone with two legs and 2 feet walked through here recently because the footprints look fresh.
Okay.
Well, it looks like this happened not too long ago. We're on their tail. I feel like we should keep going forward until we fucking find them.
And as you say that, you just see this streak of light flash outside the windows as you all can hear this loud crashing thunder in the distance as lightning strikes above the pagoda, giving you this creepy vibe of the current situation you're in.
You know, I'm really got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, same.
You casting that?
Yes.
Damn.
Roy's casting invisibility. Well, good thing you killed the Yaksha, because that thing still would have been able to know where you were at with invisibility.
He got scared.
All right, so you are invisible for up to 1 hour. Concentration-based spell.
I'm going to go ahead and throw myself in stealth.
All right, I'm going to give you a little stealth icon to know you're invisible, Roy.
Okay.
All right, Hota, you rolled a 14 stealth. You just quietly making your way around the room.
Yep.
All right, so do you guys stay in this room, or do you try to go through the double doors? As Omug steps forward, Ashina's looking down at the shrine that's been desecrated. There's blood all over it, and there's blood handprints everywhere from all sizes, from adults to maybe even children. Handprints all over the floor, all over the walls, made in blood.
Well, I'm looking towards that door that Stella was pointing at.
What do you do? Do you go and try and open it?
You gonna inspect it first.
All right.
No, I mean.
Well, as you go and look with an 8 perception, you don't see anything that really seems odd. It looks like a normal wooden double door to you with two handles that you pull inwards.
Oh, he's going to crack it open and take a peek. Not enough to throw it open. Literally a crack and then peek in.
As you go to pull one of the doors, or do you pull both of them open? Because there's two.
Just one.
You go to pull one. This shrine or this pagoda is fairly old in the land of Shimada. So as you go to do that, possibly thanks to a bunch of the blood, probably didn't help, but the hinges on the door, it creaks loudly. As you open the door and peeking through the now open door, you see stairs spiraling around that lead to the second floor. On these stairs is more blood, and you now can see the fresh footprints from that blood walking up the stairs.
Well, I found the stairs.
Anything else? It was just only stairs.
Yeah, bloody footprints heading up, you know. Goes with the territory.
Okay, well, let's go. Omug's kind of freaked out by all this misty and blood. I do not like it. I do not.
Oh, it's fine. It's just a bunch of murdered people, and we're all probably about to get murdered too. But, you know, go to the territory.
This sounds like a really scary episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? I do not want part of this.
Are you what?
Afraid of the dark.
No, I'm not afraid of the dark. I can see in the dark.
Oh, well, I don't like it. I can't see in the dark.
Oh, you'll be fine. You're at Hotalu Bay.
Well, then you can lead the way.
Well, I'm gonna do
Because
it.
you can see in the dark. I cannot.
All right, fine. I'd rather do it than the Sheena over here. Try to charge in like a bull. It's gonna open the door.
She just nods. That's true.
There she goes. That's my girl. All right, come on now.
All right, so you all make your way to the door then?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to reveal the next room as you all make your way to the second floor of the pagoda. To your right, again, the next map will be revealed to you. Place yourselves the bottom middle, just like this one.
God, I really don't like where this is going.
Oh,
My brain is just screaming danger.
guess Roy go do some investigation while invisible.
As you open, or as you reach the second floor, the door leading to the next room is shut, and you guys, I'm assuming, open it and peek through. And as you enter the room, it is yet another mystified room. The lights are all turned, well, I should say there isn't much light in the room. There are a couple of the scones along the walls that have fire lit, like torches, but it's barely enough to keep this room lit. There's no windows. Again, it's fairly dark in this room, other than the light that the torches are providing or the scones are providing along the walls. You see, this room does not have any of that blood like the first floor did. Instead, you come across a very messy room. It looks like there are supplies. There's rice bags, boxes, and barrels of water and wine scattered all over. There's a small coffee table in the center of the room with a steaming pot of tea on top of it. There's some samurai standing armor that's set for display on each side of that coffee table. This room is just a mess. There's things and equipment just scattered all over as if people were here and they were trying to organize things, but like ended up leaving everything in a rush, as if there was just no orderly fashion of how things were left here.
Oh, the disarray.
Yes, complete disarray.
Yeah, Roy's going to investigate a little bit more. See
All
if he
right.
can find any more leftover footprints or whatnot.
A 24 investigation, Roy, as you gonna have to get up closer. You can't investigate much from there.
He's
But
going to go towards the center of the
okay.
room.
The floor is completely clean of blood. You don't see those footprints anymore, Roy. There aren't any blood markings on this floor. The door on the opposite side of where you're at, that you would assume leads to the third floor because there's no other door in this room, other than the one that you just came through. On that door, there are five wooden levers that you can see. And there is also a lever on the wall next to the entry door that you just came through, where Yome is. That's all you spot with your 24 investigation. Nothing stands out of the ordinary other than that.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm on my own investigation as well.
Hold it with a 19. You spot everything that Roy did. I also add in the fact that the tea kettle or the teapot on that coffee table is warm and steam's coming out of it. But
How
other
are the mess that's around? Is there any kind of organization to it, like? There's a certain mess in certain areas.
No, everything in here is just scattered in a disorganized fashion. It would piss off people that like to be orderly.
Okay.
Oshiro would hate this room.
I was thinking it was a trap room. Well, there's no blood on here, so something's off.
Yeah, I do not like this, but there's no yaksha from what I can see or enemies, so I guess we make our way up.
What are those levers?
Roy, you spotted five of those levers, and Hota, you see five as well. And again, there's one lever next to the door you came through on the wall where I'm pinging.
It's all the smoke and shit. Don't be pulling that.
I am a rogue. I should be checking this shit.
I need to leave the room before y'all start pulling shit. Make spikes come out the floor.
I ain't pulling jack shit, man.
Right. Let me get to the nearest door.
All right, where are you going?
Let me know how it goes. I'm keeping watch.
That's the door leading to the third floor. That's the door that has the five levers.
Oh, okay. So we have to, okay.
Yeah, there's five levers on the door that lead to the third floor. The door that you just came through that leads to the second or the first floor, there's a lever on the wall next to it.
Towards the third floor, Roy will go up, look at the levers, and let me make sure this is not concentration. I'm just going to cast Identify. See if you can figure out the properties of the...
All right. You choose one object that you must touch throughout the casting of the spell. If it is a magic item or some other magic imbued object, you learn its properties and how to use them, whether it requires attunement to use and how to charge it, blah, blah, blah. You learn whether the spell is affecting it. All right. So you place your hand on the door with the five levers. You immediately can tell there is some magic tied to this door. The magic tied to the door, however... It is all different types of magic. You can't seem to pinpoint exactly what the magic will do, but you do know that there are some dangerous magical essences coming from the door.
He will relay that message to the group.
Your assumption would be that there is at least a trap, if not any, on this door. You're assuming there's a trap to this door.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can disarm the trap if you give me a moment. And you said it's magic, so I'm going to use my Whispers of the Dead for arcane. So my proficiency is now in arcane. I have
dispel magic, but we don't know what part would need to be dispelled, right?
Correct.
I have detect magic, but they have magic on all of them, right?
Let me see. Not all of them. You can tell that there are two out of the five levers have magic tied to them.
Well, I'm gonna roll an arcana check and try to see if I can feel which one.
On a 13 arcana, you're attempting to tell which levers may have magic tied to them. The 13, you can feel magic coming from the levers, but you just can't tell which ones they are with only a 13.
This is mine.
All right, with a 15, you go to place your hands down towards the levers, and you can also feel the same magic coming through, but with that 15, you can tell that lever 2 has magic tied to it.
Okay.
You can't tell what other levers, if at all, have the other... You can't tell out of the other four levers which the other one has magic tied to it. So two of them have magic tied to it. But lever 2 definitely has magic. You don't know which other lever has magic.
What'd you find, Stella?
Well, it seems like this one has some type of magic, too. We can either avoid the magic ones and hope the other ones lead to an open door. You know, process of elimination type of thing.
Well, I can disarm the trap.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Possibly. Or someone else that's a little more, you know...
I'm on what?
Educated in magic, so to speak. I mean, I know a thing or two, but I don't know about all this.
I see gears and I see levers. I can disarm a trap.
All right, I won't stop you. Show us what you got.
Buy the bag back and give me 50 feet.
I'll give you more than that.
I ain't got a bag back that far.
Everybody backing the fuck up.
All right, we'll step back just a little bit.
Back, you too, huh?
Not as far as the rest of the group, but stay back about 10 feet.
Oh, all right. Yeah, my back off that far. All right. He's gonna whip out his thieves' tools. He sets a bag down, pulls out some pliers and a mounted mirror. He's gonna get to work. He's also going to use his fortune of the many. So add a +3 to that.
All right. With so a 19. So each lever potentially can do something. I can't give you what they can do. But with a 19, you're able to disarm one of the 5 levers that have a trap to it. Now, I'll let you decide which lever you want to disarm. 1 through 5. You know, trap 2 has magic tied to it, thanks to Stella and Roy. But if that magic is a trap or not, you don't know. But you do know lever 2 has magic.
And that's the one I'm disarming.
All right. As you disarm lever 2, you can see the lever. You hear this click in the door. And you have successfully disarmed if there was a trap tied to lever 2. You won't know unless you pull the second lever. But lever 2, to your knowledge, has been disarmed if there has been a trap.
He wipes off a sheet of sweat.
Yeah.
The hotel, are you able to do? Make me another arcana.
All right. My whispers of the dead is helping me. So that's where this is coming from.
The magic on the second lever is gone.
He turns to the party. You see this sweat pouring down his face. One of them's gone.
All right. What do you do now? You have 4 other levers.
Should I get the others?
If you're feeling up to it.
Roy, I mean, there can still be traps on the other ones that aren't magic, right?
What's that?
You said there could still be traps on the ones that aren't.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Magical. Yes.
Well, just gonna try to disarm another.
All right, make me another thieves' tool.
All right, pulling out, looking through the bag again. Just gonna pull out some a metal.
Wait. Before you roll, which lever? 1, 3, 4, or 5. Lever 2 has been disarmed.
It's gonna go for 3.
Okay.
Lucky number.
But...
nice.
All right, a 27 to that. As you begin to try and disarm whatever trap lever 3 is, you hear some clicking and some turning. And as you do so, the floor you all can feel begins to rumble slightly, very slightly. Just enough that you all can tell that the floor is shaking. The walls begin to shake slightly as well. And both of the walls to your west and east on both sides begin to shift slowly towards the center of the room.
Shit.
They both shift about 10 feet out towards you, trying to crush you all. But then they come to a stop. Hota has successfully stopped trap or lever 3.
Oof.
The walls began going as soon as Hota attempted to start the process, but he was able to disarm it just in time. They only moved about 10 feet towards the party.
Oh, by the Omnicami, by the gods, by Jesus.
I knew it.
The slow crushing wall trap has been halted. That is lever 3. You have 3 other levers. 1, 4, and 5. Do you do anything with those? And remember, lever 2 and 3, they had traps to them, but they could still open the door if you pull them. You just don't know which lever will open this door. But 2 and 3 have been disarmed.
He picks up the thieves' tool and takes a step back. All right. I'll go with the group consensus on this, on what we do next.
Well, if we disarmed 2 and 3, we should at least try them to see if they open the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Instead of wasting our time.
Good thinking.
Go get him, yo, man.
So I'll try two.
Yo, man, you pull the lever. It comes down. And there's a cracking sound to it, and it snaps. Lever two comes down. Nothing happens.
While we take a break from our story, I wanted to let you know something. Eating healthy used to be a struggle for me, but that was before I discovered the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Now, when fast food temptation strikes, I just blend up a delicious and nutritious protein shake or smoothie. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking the whole house. Lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go. With over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. I decided to go with walnut. I believe it suits me. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free two-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality and power and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free two-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. Now with our short rest done, we'll get back to our story.
Okay. Then I'll try three.
You pull lever three, the same thing, nothing happens.
All right.
There's another one still with magic, right? But we don't know which one it is.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a good enough rule.
All right, a 15 arcana. You attempt to feel magic coming from the door, and you can tell that for the most part, the magic seems to be coming from lever five for the most part. You can't tell if it's five or four. You know it's not one.
Which one is it?
Which one, Ryan?
Stella comes with a 23. It's lever five that has magic to it.
Did I just dispel it?
You could.
Or does Hota want to...
fuck around and find out?
It's up to you.
Let me know. Spell. It's just a spell slot. It's a level three spell slot.
I mean, you don't know what kind of magic.
Better than dying in here.
Yeah, it's better than dying in here. The walls came crashing so far. All right, dispel magic. Choose any creature, object, or magical effect of the range. Any spell of third level or lower on the target ends. Well, good thing that it's a third level or lower, because the spell that you've just dispelled, Yomi, is a third level spell. As you dispel magic, you know you just dispelled an evocational spell tied to the fifth lever. If that trap had gone off, a lightning bolt would have shot out at the party.
Oh my god.
Trap five or lever five has been disarmed.
Okay, well, it was worth a spell slot.
Everyone's sweating.
Yep.
Okay, I'll try to pull the lever then.
Pull the lever, Krunk.
Which lever? The one you just disarmed?
Yeah, fifth one.
As you go to pull it, nothing happens. You see a slight spark come from the lever, but it fizzles out thanks to your dispel magic.
Down to one and four.
Yup. What do you do?
I think the rest is up to Hota.
He drops the bag again. Hear this clink of metal.
Which one will it be, Hota?
He's going to try to disarm four.
Okay, so go up to the door.
Cracks his knuckles.
You have to be up against the door. Up against it!
All right.
That makes me feel like something bad's gonna happen.
Right.
Lever 1 and 4. You sure you want 4?
Come on.
I'm just making sure. I'm just asking.
Oh God.
Are you sure? 1 or 4?
I'm not sure.
Which will it be, Robert? Which will it be?
It's gonna be Tom.
He's gonna try to disarm 4.
Okay. Make me a thieves tool roll.
I don't go too far back now. God damn it. He's going to use his Fortune of the Many. Add 3 more.
All right. So you have a 17 total. As you begin to mess around with lever 4,
yep.
You hear a click. You can tell the door has unlocked, but it's not opened.
The door's unlocked. I ain't pulling shit. I'm going to push the door. Or pull the door, one of them.
Well, the door won't open until you pull a lever.
Okay.
But disarming lever 4 basically unlocked the door.
Oh, so we still need 1? Well, I don't know. You could try 4.
Maybe I should disarm 1 as well, just in case.
It's up to you.
Yeah, why not? He's going. Why not?
All right, roll again.
He sinks to his knee, put his ear to the door again.
Damn, 23 nice. Plus your 3, right?
No, I ain't. Well, yeah, let's add all of them. Yeah, add the 3. Yeah.
All right, that's a 26 total. You rolled really well. The lever 1, as you disarm it, you hear a click and magic fizzles out. Lever 1 had magic tied to it. You have disarmed the trap on lever 1.
His clothes are clinging to him from the sweat.
Bro, you are lucky. You rolled really good on each and every single one of these thieves' tool rolls, motherfucker.
He's out of Fortune of the Many.
How long did that take?
Oh.
I'm going to say, going through every lever with Hota carefully doing this, this would have at least, I would assume, 20 to 30 minutes long to do all of this.
Okay.
He's going to pull lever 4.
You pull lever 4, and that's the one that you heard unlock the door. As you pull lever 4, the door opens, leading to a spiraling staircase that goes to the 3rd floor.
If he didn't do lever 1, what would have happened
if he just pulled lever 4?
Yeah.
It would have opened.
Okay.
out of the 5 levers, if you just pulled the 4th one, you would have opened the door.
I'm thinking it was a combo. Like if I disarmed 1 and I pulled 4. Right.
Nope, yeah. You just had to pull lever 4. Lever 1, since you guys passed it, lever 1 would have opened a trap door underneath you, Hota. You would have fell 10 feet down with spikes, dealing 3d6 damage. Lever 2, if you failed to disarm that, would have shot a magic missile spell at the person who was tinkering with the lever, dealing a decent amount of actual force damage. It would have done 3d4 plus 1 times 3.
Ooh.
Lever 3 was the crushing walls, which basically, if you failed to disarm that lever, you guys would have had 3 rounds to escape this room without the walls crushing you guys completely.
Oh my God.
I would have had to do turn orders, and you would have had 3 rounds to escape the room. The door at the front where the entrance was would have locked. You guys would have had to try and get out in 3 rounds. So good thing you didn't pull that the first lever. Lever 4 obviously would have just opened the door. Lever 5, a lightning bolt would have shot out, dealing 8d6 lightning damage.
Well, you know, I was wondering why that turn order was up on the screen. So.
I was ready.
Too ready.
Ew, hate it.
Congrats, you have gotten through the 2nd floor of the pagoda. You have now reached the 3rd floor, which I will reveal to the bottom left of the current section that you are in. Do you see the 3rd floor?
I am actually sweating.
You don't like it. Each floor gets worse.
I kind of figured as much.
All right. As you come up to the third floor, yet again, it looks just like the floors before you as far as structure. Unfortunately, this one is not nearly as untidy as the previous floor, but there is blood yet again scattered all throughout this room. There are torches that are lit. There is a giant gong to the side of the room. Another small shrine-like area where a monk or a maiden would possibly pray and do some scriptures. There are a couple of tables around. There is a fire that's actually on to the right of you. And other than that, again, some displayed samurai gear, and then double doors on the opposite side of you that you would assume is possibly locked, but you're not sure. And it's quiet in this room. The mist has faded from the prior two floors. It's not misty or foggy at all up here, but you definitely can see the blood in this room. The blood in this room is not old like the prior floors. It is fresh, scattered all over. What do you do?
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm a real possession with you.
I'm really surprised I haven't seen anything else yet.
Oh!
They were swarming last time. I'm too scared. I don't get it.
All right, Yomi with 12, Hota with a 10, Roy with a 19 investigation, Stella with a 13. Looking at the floor,
checking the blood stains.
All right,
trying to see if he can identify the.
Everyone's perception was too low to catch anything out of the ordinary, other than what's obvious. Roy with a 19 investigation. As you're investigating the floor, checking the blood out, it leads you to parts of the walls, Roy. You can see some of the blood is scattered up against parts of the walls. And with a 19 is really good. I need you, though, to get close to a wall in order to do further investigation if you want
to. We will go to the wall towards his left.
Okay. As you look at the wall to the left, there is blood scattered across the wall, but you do notice something, at least on this wall on the left. About every 10 feet or so, you notice some scuff marks on the floor, as if the wall opens as a door. Every 10 feet, there's scuff marks, as if there's a hidden door or something behind these walls. There's a bunch of these scuff marks all around the room.
Roy will relay that message to the group.
Well, that's interesting. What do you suppose we do with it, Roy? You want to open it?
Open what? The door? Or what is the scuff marks? Are you saying there's a door in the wall?
It possibly.
I do not want to be the one to force the wall open. I say we just go to the door and leave this room behind.
Wait.
I'm thinking that's a way to possibly get out of here. I think that door up there might be a trap.
Oh, this is a good point. What does the party think?
Are there more levers?
There's no levers in this door, in this room.
Well, I got ideas, but I don't think you're gonna like to hear them.
Here, let's just say this. Again, those scuff marks are all around the room. So if there is a hidden door in the wall, there's multiple of them, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yep, and that's where I was heading. Well, the way I see it, there's a trap in here somewhere, and if we messed up, those doors you see there is going to open up, and we're going to get, bum rush by some enemies. I don't want to open those side doors. In fact, I'm gonna move away from the wall.
I guess Roy will tell the party he will open one of the doors kind of right in front of him.
Oh, God.
Right.
Stand back.
All right. So you better place your characters where you want them to be.
Yeah, I'm going to stand near Stella. I feel safe around Stella.
Is that that wall on the left, is that a tool bench?
Yeah, that's just it's more so a bookcase kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to be to the north of that.
Okay.
And so whatever opening was closest. So
you're attempting to, where the scuff marks are, push up against the wall, or are you trying to see if you can pull it outwards?
Could he tell which way the scuff marks were?
Yes. Yeah. You roll me another investigation.
Okay. 14.
You can tell they open inward, so you have to push into it.
Okay. He will do that.
Technically, he's still invisible, right? So
yes. He is still invisible.
Yes. So
let me move then.
Opening up the Omug.
Yome said, let me get the fuck out.
I'm right in the line of sight. I don't want to be.
Hey, Omug, you want to stand over here with us?
Okay, fine.
Yes, please.
She don't come over here, too. You make me a strength check, because it's not just a simple door if there is one there, so it's...
Hold on. Get this Bardic Inspiration.
All right. You get a Bardic Inspiration. You get another heal, I think. Right, Bri?
Yeah, if you want. Well, no, I got only three that heal, and I got two that don't. So this is one that doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
22.
Ooh, 22.
Damn, you didn't need it. Just hold on to that.
You push up against this hidden door, if there is one, to your knowledge. You believe there is because of the scuff marks and the way they are moving along the floor. You feel a click on the wall. And as you push this wall inwards, it indeed is a secret door. And as it opens, all of you hear clicking beginning to sound all around the room.
God.
There are multiple hidden doors in this room. They all slowly begin to open. And Roroy, there is something standing in this room. It cannot see you, but you can see it. The others cannot see it. It is short. It stands at about 3 feet. You can't tell if it was once a child or possibly a halfling or a gnome, but it stands there in tattered robes with this tattered hoodie attached to its robe, charred skin. Whatever's left of the skin, it's charred off. It has these pulsating red glowing veins as if it was made out of lava, with these red bright eyes just staring at you. It can't see you. It doesn't know you're there, but it is staring at you as if its eyes were piercing your own. And this small creature is bald. It has this deformed body, again, with these pulsating lava-like veins that you can see glowing red coming from it. One hand, the left hand on this creature, is holding the hair of a decapitated Shimmaran soldier's head.
Oh, fuck.
As it's holding it up, as blood is, that fresh blood in the room, is coming from the neck of this decapitated head. It's just holding it up in one left hand. In its right hand, it's not holding anything, but it is shaped like this demonic lava-infused dagger. I'm going to place it right here. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
And as that happens, you hear the clicking, and it's pure silence other than the sounds of these hidden doors opening. Out coming from these hidden doors are more of these creatures.
Oh, I fucking knew it.
And as they come out of these hidden doors, they all slowly walk out and turn to the party, unaware of Roy. But imagine these as Yaksha Toneberries.
What?
all holding decapitated heads with daggers.
Better not hit like a tone bearing.
Oh, they do.
Oh, God. Oh,
they better not.
Oh,
they do. You hear the front door where you came through lock shut. You are now surrounded by Toneberry Yaksha. Well, they don't look anything like Toneberries. Well, they kind of do. I designed these guys off of Toneberries from Final Fantasy. So yes, they hit like trucks too. But you find yourself surrounded as they all turn around and look at you and begin to move towards the party in unison. Each and every single one of there's 10 of them holding decapitated samurai heads with the blood dripping, and all of their right hands are these demonic daggers. And as they enclose and circle around the party, we will go ahead and end this episode of Taverns and Caverns.
God damn it, I ain't want to open them doors.
I'm sorry.
I knew it.
I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to say this right now. If one of them hits you, let me just show you the possible damage it can do. Roll it on roll 20.
No.
One second. No. If one hits you.
Oh!
32 damage. 10d4?
10d4.
We need to escape.
If one hits you.
We got till next session to come up with a plan without Ryan in a separate chat.
Yep.
Does that hit like a tone bearer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll say. Jesus.
Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with those, so.
You about to be. About to get real familiar.
Again, I'm sorry.
This is a
tone bearer. Tell us no mug.
One second. This is a Toneberry. I'm gonna bring it in here. Open this image. This is what a Toneberry normally looks like.
Yep.
Except Final Fantasy.
Fucking powerful.
Yep.
Make them evil.
Except mine's evil version, holding a dead head, decapitated head.
They are evil, no matter what. They do 9,999 damage.
Jesus.
They don't do that much in this. Okay. They do 10d4 though.
Fucking close enough.
Right. I mean, at this level, that's pretty much.
Well, I mean, they hit really hard, but they may not take a lot of hits, or they may have a specific weakness. Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to figure it out as time goes.
I got one spell slot left for Spirit Guardians. I'm just going to run around this room. Put it on and run in a circle.
Well, that concludes this session. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I can't say I did. Sorry, no.
The seven stories of the pagoda. This is like a dungeon. So, just it. Well, I don't want to say like it is a dungeon. You're on the fourth floor. You guys got away from third floor. I'm sorry. No, you're on the third floor. You're at 3 out of 7. Look, you got a freebie on floor one. Nothing happened on the first floor.
A freebie. We had to do.
The first floor there was nothing dangerous on the first floor.
That's true.
The second floor, you guys passed the second floor of the traps with ease. No one got hurt with the second floor.
We were sweating.
You were supposed to be. This is a dungeon.
Hell slot.
Got three levels, 3 to 7 to go. Well, if you make it past this one.
Right.
Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Tavern of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.